Timeless 106.1 FM, KFFB. This is Bob Connell, special open mic program. We do have Senator Tom Cotton with us. And Senator, the State of the Union was quite surprisingly accepted. 78% of Americans thought it was really, really good for America.
President Trump gave an excellent speech. It was very unifying and uplifting, consistent with the themes on which he campaigned on about returning jobs, higher wages, greater security to the American people. You could tell from the response in the chamber, and you could tell, as you say, Bob, from some of the public opinion polls afterwards, just how good a job he did.
You know, I was up in the balcony with all of the guests, which were Democrats and Republicans, and they stood most of the evening with standing ovation. And also, let's speak about the widow, Mrs. Owens. That was one of the most touching moments that I can ever remember in the State of the Union. And I've got to say, as a speaker, and you as a speaker, what President Trump did, he held the country till she got her composure. And that is what everybody in the balcony just thought. It was the most heartwarming touch in probably American politics.
The moment with Karen Owens, the widow of Navy SEAL Ryan Owens, was very touching and heartwarming. Hard to keep your composure during that. You know, she lost her husband just a few weeks ago, and she was looking skyward. I don't know what her faith is, but I suspect she's probably a woman of faith, and she knew that her husband was looking down on her, and she knew that she'd be able to talk to her kids in the future about that moment. And that, in a way, that was an opportunity for us in the House chamber and all Americans around the country to pay our respects, not just to her, but to every man and woman who's lost a husband or wife or child in the wars. And she was, in a way, representative of all those Gold Star families.
That's what everyone felt. They felt this America paying tribute to the fallen. And it was, it felt like it was 30 minutes. I think it was over 2 minutes, but there wasn't a dry eye in the House, to be honest. Not feeling even the emotion with you currently.
Yeah, it was a very touching moment. And it's something that she deserves and all the Gold Star families deserve. And President Trump recognizes that. I think his affection for our troops and our intelligence officers and law enforcement personnel is obvious and genuine. And it's a good thing to have a commander-in-chief who has that emotional bond with the men and women who keep us safe.
Now, looking forward as a senator, what's the goals now, the immediate goals for you guys to get done?
Now we need to deliver on the promises that we all made during our campaigns and that Donald Trump reiterated during the address on Tuesday night. Rebuilding our military, repealing Obamacare, and finally fixing our health care system, getting our economy going, getting people back to work, and getting wages increasing, and restoring Americans' strength and respect around the world. It's a big agenda, but we've got big plans to achieve it.
And when you see a State of the Union getting a 78% approval rating from CNN, which a lot of people were surprised, especially in D.C., I mean, even the Democrats were just like, well, this is what America's all about. It changed the whole attitude, didn't it?
It really gives the president a lot of momentum going forward, and I hope that he capitalizes on that momentum. He works closely with Congress in the coming months to deliver on these promises to fix our healthcare system and reform our tax code and get people back to work and rebuild our military.
Thanks for taking time and talking with us.
Thanks, Bob. Great to be back.